Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. Joining us today is Dan Jewell, CEO of Jewell Wind. The company trades on the bulletin board, and the ticker symbol is JUHL, and they are focused on the development and management of wind farm projects throughout the U.S. Thanks for joining us today there, Dan.
You bet, Juan. My pleasure.
Great. Now, start off by talking to us about some of the highlights of the recently filed 10-Q for Q3.
Well, we basically highlighted the projects that we're working on right now. We have two projects in construction, two wind farms, and we build strictly community-based wind farms. And so these are two farmer-owned projects. One's in Midwest Minnesota, central part of Minnesota, and the other one's down in the southwest corner of the state. And there are about 21 megawatts total in those projects, and I suppose the total capital cost of those of them are about $42 million. So,
well, great. And so you also received a grant from from Grant County for the wind farm project.
No, that's just the name of the project.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. It's called Grant County.
Grant County is the name of the project.
Bring us up to speed on the Grant County wind farm project.
It's a 20-megawatt project. Yeah, it's a 20-megawatt project. Again, it's community-based. It's owned in partnership with the farmers and small business people that live in that community. And it consists of 10 of the Suzlon S-88s. And we have Fagen Incorporated doing the general construction on it. And the power contract is with XL Energy, and we're interfaced into the Otter Tail transmission system.
Well, great. And so, yeah, talk to us about some of the market trends right now, Dan, as far as wind farms and how well-positioned Jewell Wind is to capitalize on them.
Well, because we focus on community-based development, we feel we're pretty well-positioned in the marketplace, mainly because the transmission system is under stress from a lot of different sectors. It needs expansion, and building large renewable energy projects into the system is a lot of the good spots have been taken. And so when we look to develop community-based wind farms, we find spots that can interface into the system with relative ease and relative low cost, which really helps us move ahead in the marketplace. There's a lot of renewable energy on the table from the standpoint of, in our case in Minnesota, we have a fairly decent portfolio standard for the utilities to have. It's a 25% by 2025, and so every year there's a certain amount of build-out. And things were going along fine until the transmission system started hiccuping and having some issues with getting into the queue and into the process of studying for interconnection. But, again, the projects that we develop, we are able to get through the process fairly quickly.
Well, good. And so who are some of your key competitors in this arena, and what makes your company unique from some of the other players in your sector?
Well, in our sector, at the level that we work on, there's not a lot of competitors. Most of the players in the business are large multinational utilities that go in and try to do really large projects. And the projects that we develop, the community-based projects, they generally vary from anywhere from a couple megawatts, 5 megawatts, up to 40 megawatts in size. And even though that's small in the game of developing wind farms, a 40-megawatt project is still an $80 million endeavor. And so we're pretty much in that sector. We kind of stand alone, and then mainly because we've been at it for a long time. I've been developing community-based wind farms for the last 10 years for sure, but, in 30 years in this business, I've really focused on that type of development. And so we're pretty much ahead of the pack from the standpoint of knowing how to do it. Nobody else in this sector has projects in the ground the way we have. We have a long track record of successful projects, and that kind of sets us apart from everybody else.
Well, good. And so perhaps you could walk us through your background and experience, Dan, as well as that of some of the key management team at Jewell Wind.
Well, myself, I've been involved in renewable energy and particularly wind power for 30 years. And I worked for the Europeans back in the 80s and went through the experiences that I undertaking building wind farms in California and then seeing how the European market was developed. And that's where I learned a lot about the community side, the community-based side of it. And so, and being involved in all aspects of the wind energy, basically designing and building wind turbines, developing projects, installing the projects, operating and maintaining, and then managing the projects. And so, you know, I have a fairly long history of dealing with this technology. And we have the president of the company is John Mottola. John has brought in mainly because of his expertise in finance and understanding how Wall Street works and understanding how public companies are managed and operated. And he's a great asset. He has an electrical – he worked for Electric City. He was the CEO of Electric City, which was a part of Commonwealth Edison, I believe, in Chicago. Exelon, now it's called. And so he has a history of the energy business also, which really helps a lot in the financing and understanding how energy projects are financed. And our CFO is John Brand, who also I've known John for many years, well over 10 years, and he's been involved in the energy sector in Minnesota with us earlier on. And he's also very experienced in managing and operating a publicly traded company. And as a CFO, I'm sure you understand that that's very important to have a very experienced CFO on the public side. And then we have a variety of experienced players in our business. Both of my sons, Tyler and Corey, have been with us for a long time. Actually, they've been with me for their whole life, but working in the business for the last 10 years or so. And then we have Mike Michaud, who is our VP of Engineering, who's a former, used to work for the regulators for the Minnesota Public Utilities Commission, and is very experienced in the transmission and understanding how interconnection of the systems go. So we have a very deep wealth of knowledge in the industry and how they're financed and how they're developed and how everything is technically managed.
Well, good. Sure sounds that way. And so what are some of the goals and objectives that the team hopes to accomplish here over the course of the next 12 months?
The next 12 months, well, we just recently were awarded two power purchase contracts from Xcel Energy for 20 megawatts each. So there's 40 megawatts that we want to put in Meeker County, which is in central Minnesota. And we also have a 40-megawatt project with signed interconnection agreements and power contracts for Nebraska with several community entities down there. The American Corn Growers Association and the Farmers Union folks are involved in that. And so the next 12 months, we're going to be pretty busy implementing and getting the financing closed out and starting construction and getting those projects underway and getting them online by the end of 2010. So our next 12 months are going to be extremely busy.
Well, good. And so in terms of investors and the investment community, do you believe that your story is completely understood and appreciated?
I believe it is. It's hard for me. I have my ear so close to the tracks of what I'm doing involved in the development of these wind farms and putting these wind farms in the ground. But I do believe we get a lot of input from a lot of the analysts that we talk to that they really think that we're on the right track and that Jewell Wind has a great future in the public markets. And so I think, you know, and I firmly believe that we're very well poised to have a very bright future in as all of this wind is being developed. You know, our country is in the need for sustainable energy. We need more generation. And the way we develop these wind projects, where we use community development, where we can utilize wind as an economic development driver and create jobs and wealth in rural sectors of the country, that's an additional benefit over and above just renewable energy. And so I believe our company is very well positioned to really make that happen in many parts of the United States.
So do you think that there's anything missing from your investment story that if investors better understood would result in a higher valuation of the stock?
When you're developing these projects, and financing is always the key, and access to the capital markets is very important as we move ahead. And so, you know, that's one thing that we're focused on, and that's where we're very lucky to have John Mottola. And we also, on our board of directors, we have General Wesley Clark. And General Clark is a very smart man that's helping us with financing and finding how to enter into the capital markets to get these projects financed. So I think that that's the key thing that we're working on right now is we have all kinds of projects. I think we have about 450 megawatts of projects in process where we have power contracts and we're working on interconnection agreements on a lot of them. And once those come to the where those projects are fully baked and we can start moving ahead, access to the proper financing is going to be key.
Well, we certainly all look forward to continuing to track that progress. And once again, joining us today is Dan Jewell, CEO of Jewell Wind, which trades on the bulletin board. Ticker symbol is JUHL, currently trading at $1.87 a share. Now, before we conclude, Dan, just to rehash, what do you believe are some of the key reasons that investors should consider JUHL as a good long-term investment opportunity?
I would say mainly because we're probably one of the most experienced companies in the whole sector as far as fully understanding the technology, fully understanding how the development processes work. And we're very careful and very seasoned in how we go about this. And so from an investment standpoint, we're not going to be making any of the mistakes that a lot of the people that are trying to get into this business are going to be making. Developing wind farms and developing renewable energy projects is a very complicated thing. There's a lot of balls that you have to juggle, and if you misstep, it can set you back, where Jewell Wind is very well positioned to move ahead smoothly because we know and understand how renewable energy works and how you put it in the ground and how you make it profitable.
Well, certainly, and some very key points, and I'd like to thank you for taking the time to update our investors today.
You bet. My pleasure.